What's up, everybody? My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this En Fuego Tuesday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Kicking it off with two incredible guests. Again, my thanks to former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, who joined me for the first half hour of the show. If you missed that, you're going to want to go listen to it back. You can find that episode or this episode of the Maggie Dawn Show, of course, on Spotify, Apple Pods after today's show completes, but also at civicmedia.us/shows. I'm joined this half hour by your friend and mine, the always fabulous Dan Schaefer. He's going to be joining me every Tuesday at 2:30 for what we're calling the States Late with Dan Schaefer. Again, Dan, thanks for making time. It is a busy news week.
Discombobulating news week, Maggie. I'm struggling to find the signal and the noise, but we're making our way through it. We're recombobulating one step at a time here.
And my great thanks to you for that. Listen, let's go to the phones. We've been talking about both what I'm going to call complete garbage memo from the OMB, apparently shutting down maybe close to $10 trillion in federal funding to all federal assistance and other relevant agency activities, whatever that means. I mean, scope, who knows? You know, if it has to do with, quote, woke gender ideology. So just don't say trans. Just don't use LGBTIA+.
I think it goes goes beyond that, though.
Of course.
He tried to cancel Medicaid today, basically. Right?
Like, zero out the budget. Let's just start over. Oh, also, that's illegal because Congress controls the federal budget. Let's go to the phones. We're going to take Jack from Merrimack first, if you could, Mr. Zomers. Hey, Jack, how you doing? Say hi to Dan. What do you got for us?
Hey, folks. I've got about half a dozen quick things to mention here. This is what about 49%+ of the voters voted for. Total disrespect for judicial independence with the on-the-take Supreme Court and the oligarchy of six that gave Trump regal immunity. Total disrespect for our allies in the international treaties by dropping out of international agreements. Total disrespect for the Constitution with a presidential order to end birthright citizenship. Total disrespect for the separation of powers in the Constitution by sequestering money approved for Congress, which is the only agency charged with funding our government services, and by another presidential order. Total disrespect for local control and law enforcement independence by ordering under penalty of prosecution local and state law enforcement agencies to kowtow to federal agencies with regard to immigration. And finally, the obvious disrespect for law and order with the pardon of 1,000+ convicted criminals, many of whom actually admitted that they assaulted police. I mean, this is unbelievable to happen in America, but this is what people voted for, apparently.
I hear you, Jack. I'm going to put together my own list for everybody in the 3 o'clock hour, because I think aside from the particular executive orders and the birthright citizenship attempt, there are some things that have occurred in the last 2 days that I think portend real and lasting damage. Damage that will not be able to be undone in the next election cycle. Damage that will not be able to be undone even if courts ultimately find that the president has acted unlawfully, which he certainly has as to at least a good dozen of these actions. Dan, your reaction to Jack's comments?
Yeah, the list is going to be a long one of all of these different things. And it's, I think it's interesting, too, that, you know, we're seeing kind of the different approach between the two parties. Like, Republicans are just going to move fast and break things. And Democrats are going to try to wait and hear from the parliamentarian and don't want to upset the norms and all of these different things. And I think what this is showing us that, too, that Democrats need to be a little bit more vocal and more forceful and more, you know, unconventional perhaps at times at getting this message across, because people want to see some fight.
Yeah, aggressive comes to mind, but I don't mean lawlessly aggressive. One of the things that occurred to me, Dan, was one, I hate message managed Democrats. I hate politicians that sound like politicians. I don't care if they're my team. I'm putting air quotes up if you're not watching us on YouTube, Insta, Facebook, or X. Please talk like a freaking regular person. This stuff is really bad. We need more Harry Dunns in this world who can make things accessible and understandable for people. And again, not let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Not have Democrats be so gosh darn precious. Guess what? Having a big tent of a party means you're not always going to agree, and that is okay. It shouldn't be some litmus testing by one faction within our party about who gets to run and who doesn't. How about we start putting people into elections who can win, who are clear, who sound like normal people, who come up with common sense ideas? One of the most disturbing and yet wonky executive orders that Donald Trump signed was removing himself and the United States from an international agreement for a baseline tax floor for billionaires, right? That, like, we're going to agree as an international group of nations so that we don't create international tax havens to tax billionaires and have them pay their fair share. Donald Trump says no. Dan, last thoughts. We got about 30 seconds, my friend.
I would say we got to focus on what's going on in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because that is really going to start heating up, and we're starting to see it this week. So that I think, is the headline news in the state politics in Wisconsin for right now.
April 25th, you can find Dan Schaefer with me, Maggie Dawn, every Tuesday at 2:30 for the State Slate with Dan Schaefer. Keep it locked. I break down all of these things in the next hour right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.